USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The United Nations Security Council has called on Israel and Hamas to fully adhere to a ceasefire agreed upon earlier this week. The statement from the council, issued on Saturday, also urged humanitarian aid to be sent to the Palestinian civilian population in Gaza. It was the council's first public statement on the conflict that saw 11 days of fighting between Israel and Hamas militants in the Gaza Strip. The United Nations announced Friday that it was releasing $22.5 million in humanitarian aid to Gaza. And at least 20 people participating in a cross-country ultra-marathon in China have died. Severe weather moved into the area of the mountain track, with some racers going missing in the freezing rain and hail. Rescuers found 20 people dead early Sunday, with another person still missing. About 150 people were found safe, with several being treated for minor injuries. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn, and I'm in the best shape of my life. I love working out hard every day, but I turned 60 this year, and working out can cause some serious aches and pains. I was commiserating with my buddy, Jay Schrader, the Super Bowl champion and former Raiders quarterback, about the challenges of staying in great shape for anyone over age 50. Jay said I had to try SonsOfLibertyCBD.com, and it would heal my body, mind, and soul. He was right. No more aches and pains. I feel like $1 million. Finding quality CBD, not easy, but Sons of Liberty CBD, highest quality CBD I've ever seen. CBD is not pot. It won't get you high. It's 100% legal. It's 100% American made. CBD is mainstream and it works. For my listeners, SonsOfLibertyCBD.com is offering a discount of 15% off every product if you use the code WAR15 at checkout. Even better, you can combine the discount with your subscription discount for 25% off. Please support veteran-owned, service-disabled, small business, Sons of Liberty, CBD.com. Just say WAR15 to get 25% off.
A long-serving senator says he'll run for another term. Mike Fortier reports.
The longest-serving active senator reportedly planning to run for a ninth term next year. Politico reporting the 81-year-old has told sources he believes he's the only Democrat in Vermont that can win the seat. If Leahy were to serve another term, he would become the longest-serving senator ever. That record currently belongs to the late Robert Byrd of West Virginia, who served 51 years. Leahy first elected to the Senate the year after President Nixon resigned. He's the last remaining Watergate baby. A Leahy spokesman tells Politico no decision has been made. From the USA Radio News Florida Bureau, I'm Mike Fortier.
And the Biden administration announced Saturday that it would extend temporary protected status for the next 18 months for Haiti. The move will allow Haitians to remain in the U.S. and obtain a work permit. Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas pointed to security concerns, social unrest, human rights abuses, and a lack of basic resources as reasons for issuing the redesignation. Haiti was initially designated for TPS in 2010 following a massive earthquake on the island. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
A big mystery is perplexing China as people run in panic when a skyscraper wobbles with no earthquakes or weather. Wendy King reports.
One of the tallest buildings in southern China that shook earlier this week without any explanation has now been closed. The owner of the 71-story SEG Plaza in Shenzhen told everyone to stay out of the tower. He said they're trying to do inspection work to find out why the tower was shaking. The wobbling only lasted for a few minutes, while 15,000 people inside the building were panicking. Officials are having a difficult time finding the cause of the shaking. So far, earthquakes and structural damage have been ruled out. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
And the White House has revised its proposed infrastructure package, cutting down the bill's cost to $1.7 trillion. But Republicans say the cost is still too high. The president's proposal still contains billions in spending for elder care, electric vehicle subsidies, and workforce training. Those are all programs that are non-starters for Congressman Carlos Jimenez. The Florida Republican tells Fox News that while there are many issues the two sides can come together on, there is not bipartisan support for many of the aspects of the president's bill.
We want to work with the White House. We believe that there is a need for infrastructure in the United States, traditional forms of infrastructure and things that may not be traditional, you know, like broadband. And also, how do we incentivize American companies to come back to the United States and reconstitute our supply chains here away from China?
For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.